AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Fox Lake, Illinois Police Lieutenant Charles Joe Glinowitz is the fourth police officer killed in this country in the past 10 days and the eighth in the last month. He was shot and killed while chasing three suspicious men in his small town yesterday morning. Tara England, one of many people who stopped at an impromptu memorial set up for Glinowitz in the town.
We send prayers to the family, to all law enforcement that is still looking. May they be safe. Definitely said a lot of prayer over and over for the family during their grief right now.
Attorney General Loretta Lynch has condemned the fatal shootings of police officers in Illinois and Texas, saying our hearts are broken over the recent and brutal killings. Bexar County, Texas Sheriff Susan Parmalo says a second video of deputies fatally shooting a man whose hands were raised appeared to show him carrying what was a knife.
We believe it was a knife. But again, we've asked the Texas Department of Public Safety Crime Lab to help enlarge that part of the video.
A previous video made public shows 41-year-old Gilbert Flores standing motionless, his hands raised when he was shot. A utility pole obscured one of his arms, though. Parmalo says this second video shows both of Flores' arms were raised when he was killed. The Federal Reserve's latest look at business conditions nationwide, the so-called Beige Book, finds the economy expanding over the summer, driven by robust housing and auto sales. The report also cautions manufacturers are feeling pressure from the economic slowdown in China. The oil industry has also been hit by the sharp drop in energy prices. That report will be part of the discussions when the Fed meets later this month. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 207. This is AP Radio News. A Baltimore judge has refused to dismiss charges against six police officers in connection with the death of a black man who had been seriously injured while in custody. Judge also denied a motion today calling for state's attorney Marilyn Mosby to recuse herself from the case. President Obama has the numbers needed to uphold his veto should Congress approve a resolution against the Iran nuclear deal.
34 senators now say they'll uphold the president's expected veto of a Republican resolution of disapproval of the agreement. Maryland Senator Barbara Mikulski's announcement that she supports the deal put the administration over the top, ensuring a major foreign policy victory for the president. Mikulski calls the deal the best option available to block Iran from having a nuclear bomb. And the president may not have to use his veto pen. If supporters can get to 41 votes, they could block the disapproval resolution from being voted on in the Senate. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.